Okay, if you've been listening to Sheena Interrupted for a while, you know that this show is way better than it used to be. And that's because we have a team behind it. We didn't hire any of these people. It's me and you. You hired someone for your different business and tricked her into doing work on the podcast. If you're looking to build your business in a better way than we built ours,
Indeed is all you need.
You should use sponsored jobs. Don't hire people for different jobs and trick them into doing the jobs you need them for.
Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. You know, you can match with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs.
Or you can ask your mom to help.
No, you can.
Not as effective. Can't beat the price. I'm just saying,
if we had to hire someone else tomorrow, we wouldn't waste time with people who just don't understand. We'd look to Indeed.
Are we hiring? Is she leaving?
Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
I know this is where they always give money to the people to try it.
Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. This isn't your job, bro. This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
This is now recording too. You know what it's recording?
What?
That camera recording it. And the, like, the holy lights that are flashing. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
Listen.
Like, this shows you everything nice from your shot, and from my shot, you see the, like, behind BTS.
I know, but we're still working through some kinks.
Where's your painter?
He's disappeared.
You promised me.
I know.
This wouldn't look like a, you know.
He promised he would come back.
He just gave up on you.
So.
He just doesn't even answer you.
He literally doesn't answer me anymore.
Yeah. He's like, look, ma'am, I don't have anything to do with you anymore.
Why? I'm such a nice person.
Yep. I told him.
You did?
Yeah.
Have you been in touch with him on the side?
Every time he forwards me your messages saying, bro, tell your wife to stop messaging me.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. And I tell him, look, you got to finish what you started, bro.
You're such a liar. He does not message you.
We should put his website on this, right? On a crack in mine where it shows half painted, half not painted.
He wants to be a painter anymore. Put his website on the side
that's painted. Say this side. He
wants to be a painter anymore after this last job.
This is like a demo job. You know, you go in like IKEA, they have like a set, and then you walk outside, everything's broken.
But it's not even fully done. Look, no. There's still a scrap
No, no one can see that.
I know, but it's not.
When are we replacing this? Yeah, can we take that down at least? It's such a weird thing to have this. Listen, one random song.
I'm working on
up there. But let's have the hole until then.
It's been a busy month. I'm working on it. Yes.
We didn't have anything happening.
Yes, yes. We had lots of things. It's been a busy month. There's a hole there. I'm going to get rid of it. And we'll get there when we get there.
That's one of the children's favorite song.
Yeah.
No, that, not better.
What do you mean?
There's a hole in my rickshaw. You should ask them to sing it to you.
You guys should rewrite the lyrics. There's a hole in the basement wall.
You know who sings There's a Hole in My Rickshaw?
Hold on, I remember. Was it Mike Punjabi?
No.
Who is
Keith
it?
Turbin.
Oh, Keith Turbin.
Can you sing a few bars of that fantastic track that we...
There's a hole in my rickshaw. And then?
You tell me.
I forgot the lyrics. It's not my song.
Someone's gonna fall through.
And someone's gonna fall through.
There's a hole in my rickshaw. But the only hole bigger is in my heart because I miss you.
No way.
Something like that. It was a love song.
You made that up.
Well, I made all of them up. What difference does it make?
You made it up again this time. How are you?
I am good.
Yeah?
How are you?
Are you stressed?
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
So today is St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
It's March 17th. And I thought we could talk about luck.
Luck?
Yeah. Do you believe in it? Do you think you are lucky?
I am lucky.
Do you think it's hard work or do you think it's just pure luck?
I think you work hard to then get luck. It's similar to that, you know, takes many years of hard work to be an overnight success.
Yeah.
Similar to that.
Yeah. But then that assumes that there's no luck.
You create environments.
Yes.
For luck.
Yeah.
For blessings.
Yes.
Put in your effort. You might be luckier.
Leave the rest up to the universe.
Yeah. Acceptance.
Yeah. But those are all different concepts. You did a whole episode on acceptance,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But that's not luck.
No.
Acceptance is not luck.
You're lucky if you can learn to accept.
That's creating your own luck.
If you accept. I'm just saying you're lucky if you have the mindset.
Okay, but do you believe, like, find a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck? Do you believe that if you pick up a penny from the street?
No.
Or, like, if you see a ladder,
yeah,
would you choose to not walk under it because you think it's unlucky?
I mean, I would choose to not walk under it because there's probably someone standing on it. I don't want them to fall on me. I don't see any benefit in walking under a ladder, even if no one's on it.
Or, like, crossing a black cat.
I don't even know what that means.
If you cross
How do you anger a black cat? Like, take away its milk?
There's so many ways to anger a black cat.
Oh, you mean cross, like anger it?
No.
Or physically, like step over a black cat. I'm not walking anywhere near a creature. I don't know.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we were younger, when my brother used to step over me, I used to make him step back and then walk around.
Why?
I don't know.
What was the thing there?
I thought you would stop growing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought I was going to stop growing.
How many times did you cross your brother?
So many times.
You think you went back every time?
No.
Or you would have been 8'5" now if you would have left him to grow on his own.
So do you believe in luck?
No.
Do you believe in magic?
I believe in luck.
Yeah. Do you think that there are some people that are more lucky than others?
Yes.
And who determines that? Who decides that?
Destiny. If you believe in luck, you'll be lucky. If you don't believe in luck, you'll be cursed. You can choose whatever you want.
So, okay, today if I say I decide that I want to be lucky, all of a sudden my luck is going
to
change.
You just have to wear that outfit.
Which outfit?
The one for Tuesdays. You'll be lucky. I guarantee you. So easy for you. I've laid out all the signals.
So this actually is...
You want to take a minute?
No,
Need a beverage?
No. This is a perfect example.
Segway?
No.
Oh, I thought you were doing...
No.
All kinds of new ads now.
No. This is a perfect... No, absolutely not. This is a perfect example of how you can create your own luck.
By buying your wife an outfit?
No. If you set yourself up for circumstances. So like if you stay home and you just sit there and ruminate and sulk and say, I'm unlucky.
Correct. You are unlucky.
You are unlucky and you're going to perpetuate that misfortune. Yeah. But I do think that if you get out and if you say yes and you like that whole saying of like say yes to life or that mentality of say yes to life, I think that that helps create that luck.
Yeah. Do a lot of people believe in the if you find a penny, pick it up, you'll be lucky all day?
Yeah.
So if I really believe that.
Yeah.
I would take 100 pennies every day and drop them everywhere.
For people?
So for $1, I can bring so much happiness to the world.
Yeah.
I would do that every day.
You should do that.
You know, you get arrested for littering. You can't throw pennies like that on the floor.
You think you'd get arrested?
They'd be like, oh, unlucky. That'd be the worst. Well, not my luck. Why? They're my pennies. I didn't pick them up. I was throwing them.
If you just like dropped a penny from your pocket
and I'm not like Shawshank Redemption. I'm going to walk around with a hole in my pocket to throw pennies on the floor. That's lunacy you're talking about. We're talking about luck, not lunatics.
You're talking about doing a nice deed for somebody. I'm just showing you a way that you don't get caught by the police.
I'm just going to open the window while I'm driving and just start throwing them out one by one.
But then you're throwing them on the road. That's not finding a penny.
No, like, I'm throwing it at someone.
That's not lucky.
How much luck do you get if someone slaps you in the face with a roll of quarters?
So stupid.
Why did you find a penny? I got 10 bucks socked in my mouth.
That's dumb.
Yeah, well, it's way luckier financially than finding 1 cent.
Yeah, that's true.
What if I just throw a roll of pennies at people? take $10. I'm going to take 10 rolls and just whip copper at people on the roads. Hey, it's your lucky day. 1,000 times. Here's 10 rolls. Whack, bang, bang every year. Put them in a sock and hit people on the road for good luck.
I don't think you should do that.
If you want me to beat you up with coins for good luck, let me know.
This is such a weird comment.
I don't know. You want to talk about leprechauns? And I don't understand
you.
I
did not say the word leprechaun.
Tell me about leprechauns.
I don't know about leprechauns.
You don't?
No, I know nothing about
them. They're like cobblers from Ireland.
Uh-huh.
And they would hide all their money in pots of gold and keep them at the end of the rainbow.
I mean, technically I know what the concept of a leprechaun is.
They're like mischievous.
I don't know where that concept came from.
Who knows? Myth. And then if you catch them, that's the part that most people don't remember.
Then you get their luck.
No.
You get their pot of gold.
No.
Oh.
If you get bad luck. If you catch a leprechaun, you get 3 wishes.
No
way.
It's
like they merge with the genies, yeah.
Wow.
If you catch one. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know if you could wish for their gold or not.
You remember when the naughty leprechaun used to come visit our house?
Oh, yeah.
He used to
pee green.
Pee green in the toilets.
He used to stand on the seats and then... He would use the sort of ink that you couldn't remove for 6 months. Yeah, that was a good flop. That was a real came and he peed and he left his footprints for 6 months on our seat.
I think we had to change.
Did we change it? I think we had to throw it away. They're like, why is there leprechaun footprints here? I'm like, it's magic. What can you do? You can't get rid of that.
Yeah. We had to change the toilet seat.
Yeah. Why don't you invite the leprechauns anymore?
Because they're older now.
Leprechauns are ageless.
No, leprechaun only visits little kids.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, tell me some of the luckiest moments of your life.
Luckiest moments of my life.
Luckiest moments of your life. And some of the unluckiest moments of your life.
I don't really know any unlucky moments.
None?
Can't really think of any.
Do you think they were unlucky?
I don't know. I don't keep a deposit store of unlucky stuff.
Okay, maybe not now, but maybe when you were younger, did you ever feel like, oh, that really stank?
Nah.
Stunk?
Stunk.
Stank?
Stakoon, I think, is the technical
Stinked?
Term. Stakoon. Stakang, if you're speaking in plural.
Is it stunk?
Stunk.
Stunk.
I don't remember. I don't remember feeling like, oh, I'm so unlucky.
Mm.
Maybe I would have felt like bummed that I didn't get it, but I would never attribute that to luck.
To luck.
I don't remember being unlucky. Mm. I don't remember any situation where I said to myself, man,
that was
just
really
my
unlucky.
Luck. Didn't get it.
I've heard people say that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said those words.
I don't know that I've ever said them either.
Luck merges with gratitude if you actually think about it, because luck is something you're saying you had no hand in.
Yeah.
Like it just happened to fall in your lap. I tend to think about that as grace. But they're kind of synonymous if you go to the core of it. You didn't do anything to deserve this. You still got it.
Yeah.
So then you can call it luck. My life is filled with those things.
Like what? What are the most? Me?
Look at that plant. Still alive. What are the chances?
That is not my good luck.
No?
That's from watering
it. Yes. That's the person you hired to water the plants.
No, it's me.
You know, there's something to be said about the social media business. You get to really start earning what I like to refer to as disposable income. You get to buy hooks for bananas.
Oh, my
God. You get to buy spiders for juicing.
No.
You get to buy plants and you get to hire people to water the plants.
No. I am the one who waters the
plants. When is the last time you watered this plant?
Like last week.
You.
Last week.
You open the little... By the way, this plant, you just open a little side pocket and you pour water
yes,
and you close it for 1 month. He's good.
This
it's like the most Sadoro plant you could ever get. It's like, oh, me. What do? I plant, put water once and I ignore you
for
the rest of the
time.
That's
the best part about this plant.
Yeah. Okay.
So honestly, it's so easy. It literally is called easy plant. It's so easy.
You
yes.
are grace, not luck.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay, you are luck, not grace.
Again, I think it's a little bit.
You are lucky and graceful. Yes. Okay.
I think it's both. I think it's, we've worked very, very hard at this business.
What? I'm not talking about the business. I'm talking about you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Like in your life?
Yes.
Oh, I'm lucky.
You're lucky.
For you.
I get lucky because of you.
Oh. You know
Tuesdays and Thursdays. Every second month.
That's when you leave.
Days. Yes. Sorry. My days
You're
backwards.
Lucky when you're not with me?
I
Wait.
I'm one of the luckiest guys there is.
How?
Because of my surroundings.
Oh. Because of me.
I have you.
Yeah.
I have two little people.
Yeah.
I have great support.
Yeah.
I don't worry about anything.
I mean,
really.
I
don't understand
what's a state of mind. That's a state of mind.
I'm lucky to have that state of mind.
Yes, you are. You're very lucky to have
so then.
Okay, but tell me about
the. I have like 94 followers on Snapchat.
Wow, you are lucky.
I'm lucky. I'm kidding. I don't have Snapchat.
We are lucky. I think we're really, really lucky. I think it's a little bit of both.
What's the other
side? What are the chances that the two of us would have found each other?
Very good.
How?
1 in 8 billion.
Exactly. Simple. That's really lucky. What are the chances that your dad opened up the phone book and found my grandfather?
Well, I like the plug to the old episode.
Yeah. You're
going to put it here somewhere?
Yeah,
you didn't absolutely. Do your whole like sales pitch. Oh, do we have to pause to do your sales pitch?
Yeah, everybody subscribe, do the things. Follow us here.
Yeah, here.
Hit that subscribe button.
Why don't you put one on the wall?
You know our subscribers are going up. Like people are actually listening. They're going up.
Well, you look surprised. All the you talk, you'd expect it to go down. But no, it's going up.
I think that we are both. I think that we're lucky. And I think that it's hard work. And
you're the most lucky.
I am.
Okay, if you've been listening to Sheena Interrupted for a while, you know that this show is way better than it used to be. And that's because we have a team behind it. We didn't hire any of these people. It's me and you. You hired someone for your different business and tricked her into doing work on the podcast. If you're looking to build your business in a better way than we built ours,
Indeed is all you need.
You should use sponsored jobs. Don't hire people for different jobs and trick them into doing the jobs you need them for.
Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. You know, you can match with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs.
Or you can ask your mom to help.
No, you can.
Not as effective. Can't beat the price.
I'm just saying, if we had to hire someone else tomorrow, we wouldn't waste time with people who just don't understand. We'd look to Indeed.
Are we hiring? Is she leaving?
Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
I know this is where they always give money to the people to try it.
Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. This isn't your job, bro. This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. Yeah.
I really do think I'm lucky. And I think that I work hard after that luck is granted. I do work hard. You know the new thing the kids are saying? When you have a moment like that, they're like, yeah. Jason doing that to me all week. Yeah.
Because you kept saying how busy you are and how hard you're working.
No, I never said that to him.
You just told him what? How much you loved him?
No, I told him, I don't remember what I told him, but he said, yeah.
That's good. You learned a new one. We're very lucky, collectively.
Yep.
Is this about luck or about St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, it just kind of gave
me the those are intertwined, right? Like the luck of the Irish.
Yeah. Do you think Irish are more lucky?
Some of them. Some are not. Like my friend.
Edward.
It's a sad story.
Edward.
Paddy.
Oh.
You know that's short for Patrick, right?
Yes.
Paddy?
Yes.
So I have a friend, Paddy.
Yeah.
Who has two brothers. And every Friday.
What's his last name?
You don't know?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
McGalloway.
Paddy McGalloway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he... And he just, like, I worked with him. He had moved here. And every Friday after work, he'd say, you know, do you want to go to the pub? And I'm like, I don't really drink. But once I went with him.
Yeah.
And he ordered 3 Guinness. And I'm like, why did he order 3? But anyways, I'm like, okay, he orders 3. I got a drink as well. And we're sitting. And then the bartender actually said to him, you know, because he'd finish one. We'd be talking, he'd drink the next one, we'd be talking, he'd drink the next one, and then we left. And the bartender said to him, if I knew all three were for you, I would have brought them in order, would have been a fresher pour. And he said, no, I have two brothers, and you want me to tell you how he said it?
No. Yes. No?
Yes.
Yes.
So he said, no, it's quite all right. I've got two brothers. One's in Australia and the other one's back home.
Yeah.
And every Friday,
yeah,
we all promise, no matter where in the world we are, we're going to have a drink together.
Yeah.
So I have to drink them all together.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, that's amazing. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
We're chatting and it was like me, him, and his two imaginary brothers. So
they're imaginary?
I mean, they were wherever. They weren't there.
Okay.
And then, like, maybe a month later, Patty again says to me on a Friday, hey, do you want to go to the pub?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even drink, but fine, I'll go with him. You know, we hadn't caught up in a while. So we go and we get in and he orders two Guinnesses.
Oh, no.
My heart sank.
Aww.
And we were just talking and I didn't know what to say. But we were just kind of talking and, you know, Patty's kind of having his drinks. And then I said to him, look, just when we were done, right? He finished his last sip and I looked at him and I said, look, you didn't say anything. I don't want to pry. But what happened? You know, like, are your brothers okay?
Yeah.
And he goes, why? And I said, because you only ordered two drinks.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, my brothers are fine. I just gave up drinking.
Oh, so stupid.
So Patty quit drinking. So that's why now he only has for his brothers.
My God, I was feeling so bad for his brother that died.
No, he just quit. The brothers are fine.
Your friend Patty's a dumb.
He is really dumb. But you know how he got the job?
What job?
At the company.
This is a fake Patty.
No, he's a real Patty.
What is he?
We gave him, I wasn't there, but okay. HR gave him the absolute dumbest like interview question.
Okay.
It was almost a joke,
uh-huh.
But the way he answered it, they immediately gave him the job.
Okay.
They told him, uh-huh, you need to use green, pink, and yellow in a sentence.
Okay.
But in a creative way.
Yeah.
And you know what Patty said?
What?
Green, green, I pink up the phone and I say yellow. Hired him on the spot.
Did you look this up before we started the episode?
No.
You just have this.
It's
in
my
your
friend,
head.
Patty.
You literally just have this
Patty made
joke
up.
Taking space in your head.
How would you answer to the question?
Oh my God.
Would look, you think to say green, green, I pink no. up the phone, yellow? Patty got the job.
Good for Patty. Patty sounds
He's
like
great.
A stand up guy.
And he doesn't even drink.
Invite him for dinner.
I should.
Okay.
I should.
Nice.
All right, we good? Should we go upstairs and have dinner?
Yeah, we can.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah.
I'll invite Patty next time.
You'll invite Patty next time.
You know
time
what I really next? Like about our Irish followers?
What?
They love when I try to do an Irish accent. I don't know when else
they
I've
do?
Done this. Oh, I love...
Oh, because when you talk
when
about...
Did I do
when
it?
You talk about that fat...
Oh, get in my belly. Yeah,
that's Austin Powers. You
yes,
always
yes.
bring your Irish accent.
When did
accent.
We do that?
I don't remember.
That was so good. They were so nice to me. Thank you for welcoming me into your community.
I find it to
I'm
be,
an honorary Irishman.
I find
Call
it
me
to be really...
Patus McGore.
Patus McGore's Irish?
No.
Are you sure?
But it sounds like it.
It does.
There is a few Irish lasses that find Patus quite
Patus
endearing.
From? Is he Indian?
Patus?
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't understand where Patus is
You're
from.
You're still trying to figure out what
Patus
he is?
Patus is not from this world.
So what is he?
You don't know.
No.
You can't comprehend.
Where is he from?
Patus is from the Never Seen. It's a shadowland. Legends.
I hate Patus.
Just legends.
Patus McGore drives me crazy.
Why do you have this thing against Patus?
Because he, I don't know, he's always looking for attention. He's an attention seeker.
Patus McGore?
Yeah.
Patus McGore can drown a fish.
In water.
Patus McGore only needs three pieces to win a game of Connect Four. Patus McGore drove his parents home from the hospital when he was born.
So stupid.
Death once had a near Patus McGore experience.
Do you think
Chuck Norris, like these Chuck Norris jokes that people tell. Do you think Chuck Norris likes them? Like, who decided to start a Chuck Norris joke?
You know Chuck Norris died 10 years ago?
No.
The Grim Reaper has just been too afraid to go tell him.
Oh.
Yeah. You know the Black Eyed Peas were just called the Peas before they met Patoose McGore?
Give them Black
Eyed. Give them a shot.
Any other stories about luck?
Patoose McGore heard that nothing can kill him.
All done.
He tracked down nothing and killed it.
Oh my God. All done. Can we
if
stop?
If you flip over China, it says made by Patoose McGore. Did you know
is
that?
Is this whole episode going to be about you telling Patoose McGore jokes?
Patoose McGore killed two stones with one bird. Caw-caw!
This is so dumb. You know, people listen to our podcast for like not just jokes. I'm still waiting to hear what the best luck in your life was, like the luckiest moment in your life.
The luckiest moment in my life?
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
No?
I don't have a luckiest moment. I have a lucky life.
Mm.
And there are very many moments that are dispersed through it. You know, like the salt man? Like this?
Salt
like
bait?
The snake boy? Yeah. Yeah, that guy?
Yeah.
That's like my luck sprinkled through my life.
All right, I think we're
What's
good.
Your lucky moments?
My lucky moments?
You actually think you're lucky?
Yeah.
Like you think there are moments in time where you're more lucky than you're not?
Yeah. I do.
Like when?
Like I think it was really lucky that we happened to be filming the night that we caught that first video. Like, okay. I think it was really lucky.
I think it was lucky that you put it up.
I think it was lucky that we put it up. I think there are defining moments that can be seen as lucky moments in your life. And then it's what you do with them.
Yeah.
But I think that those moments used to happen in our house or could have happened in our home many times. But I think it was really lucky that that particular instance was caught on camera in the most authentic way.
Mm.
I think it was really lucky that, and I think that sometimes the things that are lucky are not necessarily happy things.
Like what?
Well, I was thinking about my miscarriage when we miscarried after Jay.
Yeah.
I was really sad in that moment, but I think that was lucky.
Yeah.
Because I think that that made me realize that I was ready to have another baby. I think that that, so if you have you ever heard like you can go to these mediums or you can go to fortune tellers or people that can read your palm or whatever
no,
it is,
they scare me.
Right? They scare you? They scare me too. But somebody
why
actually
would you go?
Huh?
Then why would you go?
Somebody read my palm years ago.
Did you say hey?
No, hi. I didn't.
Get,
I didn't know that somebody.
Someone just like sniffing and looking at your hand. And you're like, what? What, bro?
It's I empty. Didn't know that they were a palm reader. I didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, because it didn't say anything?
No, they just were looking at my hands. And
do people regularly just in conversation pick up your hand and start looking?
No, it was
I've
like
never
some,
experienced this.
It was, we were out with, it was with like a family moment and we were with visiting like some uncle in India.
And the uncle's like, oh, beta, give me your hand. Let me
something
just
something like that. And I don't
read.
Think I was very familiar with this whole concept
okay.
of palm reading at that point.
Wow.
So he read my palm. He told me I was going to have three kids.
Ayo.
And he told me I was.
You,
no, listen.
When?
I'm serious. He told me I was going to have three kids. And he told me it was going to be two boys and a girl. And in my mind, I always wanted a boy and a girl. And I really, truly wanted just two kids and I wanted a boy and a girl. Like that in my heart of hearts, that's what I wanted.
Why did you point to your stomach?
I pointed to my heart.
I mean, that's where the babies are, but okay.
In my heart. In my heart of hearts, I really wanted a boy and a girl. And I do think that that loss that I experienced was that other boy.
I think that's true.
And I think we lost our baby boy. And I'm really sad that if that's
I'm
what
not.
It was, that we had a loss, that we experienced that kind of grief.
You're sad now about that?
I was sad in that moment.
Then, but now are you sad? I'm not sad now.
I'm grateful for what we have.
I'd be grateful for the extra help shoveling. But it would come with so much other stuff.
I don't think we would have had another baby after that.
Why?
Like, because I wanted two kids. I would have stopped after that. So I'm like really, really grateful that life
Zara, don't watch this part. She's been drinking with my friend Patty.
I think that life set us up so that we got what we wanted.
Not what, or what we wanted. I wanted. We got what we needed.
Yeah, I think those are interchangeable in this particular case.
Oh, this case. You don't know what you want.
No, you don't always know what you want
or what
you need.
If we had two boys right now, you'd never be saying, oh my God, I wish I didn't have you. No. I wish I had a daughter. Like, no. It doesn't work that way. You'd be happy
with
what you
have. But I'm just saying I wanted a boy and a girl before that. That's what I wanted. You know, I used to go to the doctor's office when I was pregnant with Jay. And have I told you the story about the little baby on the wall?
Yeah, no.
No. So there was this, when I was pregnant with Jay, I would go to my OB's office and there was this picture up on the wall of this beautiful baby girl, gorgeous baby girl with the most stunning, piercing eyes, a full thick head of hair. And I used to say, my baby's going to look just like that. I'm sure that's my baby. And then Jay was born and obviously my baby didn't look like this baby girl. It was like white baby girl. But years later, when Zara came.
I remember that was still one of the coolest things you've done.
What?
Printed a photo of Zara, took it to the doctor's office and swapped it for that baby girl. My baby looks just like that. That was so cool. I was proud of you that day. Literally just stood up and said, hey, you've had enough ears here. Get out of here. You're probably a snotty brat now in kindergarten. You ripped off her photo, threw it on the floor. At least you're throwing other people's memories away too, not just ours. How you threw away our wedding photo the other day, just nonchalant.
You didn't even know where that picture was.
Doesn't matter. I saw it get trashed. It's been sitting in a box. You know how many people said I wish you'd have sent that to me? That's what broke my heart. People have no art in their house.
They wanted a picture of us.
We have this friggin' wall that would look beautiful with three framed photos, one of which is the two of us tucked into nice Jack Vitriano, who died recently, thing. But instead, no. You recycled them. Didn't even keep the frames. Just straight out, disposableincome.com. If you feel like you have extra money this month, take frames and throw them away.
That's not true. I donated it.
To who? Can we go buy it? Is it Salvation Army? I hope so. Because they'll put it right up for sale.
Yes.
I would love to go buy my own wedding photos.
No, you're not going to go buy it. I donated it.
Do we know who? Can I get it back?
No.
Man. That was so sweet. I'm reading the comments. Someone's like, I wish you sent that to me. I would love to hang that in my house.
Aww.
And I'm like, why would you want to hang my photo? And they're like, because I want to hang you. Bring me joy.
Aww. Really?
Yes.
I think they wanted the other two paintings.
They wanted all three. Okay. Now, maybe they're just saying that to make us happy and they just throw our photo out. But they'd steal. They have a three set in the frame.
Okay. My apologies.
I hope you gave it to the Salvation Army.
I didn't realize you were going
to
be so dramatic about this.
Well, man.
You don't feel bad about anything.
I only felt bad because I couldn't give it to this person.
Okay.
I don't care that you threw the photo away.
Okay.
I get to dance with you in real time.
Exactly. And we have the photo in other places in our
house. I don't want the photo. I want the three set. I want the framed set.
Okay. You want me to get it back for you?
Can you?
Maybe. Do you want it back?
I want to gift it to somebody who clearly would value it more than my own wife.
Okay.
So I want to bring joy. I'm not the guy that wants to pick up the penny. I'm the guy that wants to beat people with pennies.
Okay.
Beat them with kindness. That's where that expression comes from. So are you going to sing anything or no? Done.
Yeah.
You're not a singer
anymore. I'm going to sing a song from
our... redecorator of half rooms. A lucky redecorator of half basements.
I'm going to sing a beautiful song from my favorite Irishman.
Who's your Irishman? Ed Sheeran?
Irishman? Irish.
Who's your favorite Irishman? You can't even name five Irishmen.
But why are you calling me out?
I thought you could name five Irish people.
Okay, you name five Irish people.
No.
You name them?
Ronald Weasley. Fred Weasley, George Weasley, Molly Weasley, Arthur Weasley, Ginny Weasley. I could name them all in one family, bro. What are you going to sing today to wrap us up? You know any lucky songs?
I do.
What is it?
An Irish blessing.
Irish blessing?
Yes.
How do you know this?
Because it's actually a very, very lucky song. So first of all, it's a blessing. Second of all, it's hidden within one of Ed Sheeran's albums.
It's hidden.
It's hidden.
All the songs are 5 minutes. This one song's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And when it finishes,
if you're lucky enough to find it.
If you are the type of person that listens,
yeah,
you will find it. I know this one. It's very slow.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. and all the harm that e'er I've done. Alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Have a great week.